The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast, a 5-minute morning edition. My name is Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Wednesday, April 6th. I am joined by Hank South. He's the Alabama insider over at Bama Online, covering everything recruiting as it comes with the Tide. And Hank, Arch Manning just made it down to Tuscaloosa once again. What can you tell us about the number one prospect in the 2023 class and what it was like for him down at Alabama?
Yeah, so Arch Manning's third visit to Tuscaloosa overall. This will first time in 2022. He visited last summer on an unofficial trip, and then again for the Alabama Ole Miss game last September. But wanted to get back to Alabama, obviously, you know, getting that that scrimmage atmosphere, see a spring practice, kind of go through all the stuff there. And we're told it went really well. And anybody that follows this recruitment knows, you know, Arch Manning isn't talking much. You're not going to see many quotes from Arch Manning about, you know, where he believes things stand. Really the only one speaking on his recruitment too much is his head coach at Isidore Newman. So, you know, as far as a visitor recap, we don't expect that from Arch Manning, but, you know, talking to people around the program, talking to people that are around Arch throughout the weekend, really well was kept saying, you know, they said, I think, you know, he saw exactly what he wanted to see. You know, he got some experience in the staff meetings with the coaches, with Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator. He got to be around the quarterbacks, Bryce Young, Ty Simpson, Jalen Milroe. And it just seemed, you know, like everyone that was around him felt like it was going pretty good. One of our sources said, you know, that they think Bama is in strong contention for him. That was expected to be the case entering the weekend. You know, the I think Bama's on the short list. So not a surprise to see that, but I think Bama only kind of solidified its standing for Arch Manning this past weekend. And one note, you know, we've seen him take the visits to Georgia a couple weeks ago, then Texas this past weekend before last. And he was on those trips, I believe, for a couple days each, if not more. With Alabama this time, he was just there for Saturday, to our knowledge. We're told he had his ride that he went over to Tuscaloosa with had Final Four tickets back home in New Orleans. So the trip was cut short a little bit. Regardless, he's going to be back at some point down the line, whether it be for another unofficial visit or an official visit, whenever that time comes. So, you know, I think Bama did what they needed to do this weekend. They you know, got some FaceTime with him. He was back around the program, back around the other top recruits that were on campus, and I think they helped themselves.
Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas. Those are four schools right now, Hank, that appear to be separating themselves above everyone else in the hunt for Arch Manning, the number one prospect in the 2023 class, the five-star quarterback back from New Orleans. And there was a recent offer that went out for Alabama at the quarterback position to Eli Holstein, who recently decommitted from Texas A&M. I know the Tide had been in on a few other quarterbacks. What's the general outlook if Bama were to miss on Arch Manning, who we know is the top target, is number one on the board, and everyone in the country wants Arch Manning in their quarterback room. But, you know, there aren't any panic buttons being hit down in Tuscaloosa.
No, not at all. And Eli Holstein's a guy that Bama's really high on. He actually threw for the staff last summer in person. So he's been around Bill O'Brien, went through their workout, and they loved him. They were very high on him. He had a really strong junior season, and Bama liked what they saw there too. And he's been a target held in high regard, just like Arch Manning. You know, he's taken a couple visits, or I guess three visits now, a couple while committed to A&M, and then he came back a couple weekends ago after he decommitted. And this is the guy, you know, I think if you're following Bama recruiting closely, a lot of Bama fans are excited about Eli Holstein. Obviously, you know, like you said, everyone wants Arch Manning. That's the guy, everyone top of their list, but you know, Eli Holstein's right there on a lot of fans, I think, want list as well. So, you know, if Arch Manning were to end up at Texas, Georgia, or Ole Miss, you know, there's not much of a drop off there. Landing a guy like Eli Holstein, you know, he could even, you know, be a guy considered as highly regarded by the Alabama staff as Arch Manning. You know, I'm not that's more my opinion, how I've been, you know, how it seems, and you know, how they've been recruiting him. So that'll be interesting to see. But yeah, Eli Holstein's a big name, and I've been told, you know, since he decommitted from Texas A&M, you know, schools like Georgia, schools like Florida, they're all reaching out to him as well. So, you know, the schools, you know, pursuing Arch Manning also have their eye on Eli Holstein as well.
Never a lull period, Hank, in quarterback recruiting.
No, not at all. It's usually the fun one in the spring and early summer when guys make their decisions a little bit earlier and the classes are built around them. So that's always a good message board times throughout.
Yeah, 100%. We're still waiting for that big domino to drop, Arch Manning, as he continues his college tour. And for everything on Alabama, make sure you follow Hank over on Twitter at HankSouth247. Does a terrific job covering Alabama recruiting and recruiting as a whole for 24/7 Sports and Bama Online. Hank, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks, Blair.
All right. That is Hank South. Like I said, follow him on Twitter, HankSouth247. Remember, we've got an update and an expansion of the top 100 initially for the 2024 class. Now it's going to be top 24/7, new 4 stars, risers. You can check out all the latest over at 247sports.com. For Hank South and our producer, Lance Glynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the 5-Minute Morning on 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.